Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland. Going to be with you for the next hour of the program. If you're tuning in for the very first time, this show is recorded live at a local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, at that fine campus community radio station, and then sent out for syndication across the nation thanks to the NCRA Program Exchange and RadioForAll.net. The show is live on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m., bringing you the latest and greatest in new Canadian music. And we're wrapping up the year that was 2014. Over the last couple of weeks, I brought you some of my favorite records locally in the Maritimes and in Canada. And now I welcome my old co-host back to the show, as we do for at least the last couple of years, bringing you some of our favorite albums overall of 2014. Hey, Tom, nice to see you again.
Oh, it's good to be back. It's like I never left.
It's actually quite different in here.
It is. Yeah, it's totally. We're not even in the same room anymore. This is crazy. It looks so good.
Yeah, it's everything's going super well. And so the first, generally on the show, we've sort of done these 3 hour long specials, bringing you our top 15 records of the year all in one fell swoop. But we had some complications scheduling, and instead we're doing it a little bit differently and in a pretty fun, slow rollout, bringing you for 3 weeks over an hour, 5 records at a time. And so last week we brought you numbers 15 through number 11. I figure we should run those through very quickly just to get everybody up to date in case they're tuning in and having missed last week's episode. But of course, as we mentioned, the show gets broadcast on this station and then rebroadcast both on this station and elsewhere. And it's also available for your own personal download and subscription. You can go to radioforall.net and search for The Mixtape and find it there. You can also go to iTunes and subscribe to the radio show. It downloads automatically for you every single week. And you can also find more information about the radio show on the Facebook group. So, Tom, why don't you take it away and let everyone know numbers 15 through number 11, and then I'll do the same.
Sure. Okay, so I'll start at 15 and work my way down. My number 15 favorite album of 2014 was Brill Bruisers by The New Pornographers. After that, at number 14, I had Mac DeMarco's album, which is titled Salad Days. At number 13, I had Departures by The Once. Number 12 was To Be Kind by Swans. And at number 11, we had Bahamas is Affy by Bahamas.
All right. And at number 15, I had Always self-titled debut. At number 14, Chad Van Galen's Shrinked Us. Number 13, Bad Bad Not Good with 3. Aphex Twin's Syro at number 12. And my 11th favorite record of 2014 was FKA Twigs LP1. You'll notice we'll use the word favorite throughout the show. It's not the best records, they're not the top records. It's just some of our favorites at the time of broadcast. Gave a little bit of a longer caveat and explanation of sort of the process and thoughts behind the whole radio show at the beginning of last week's show. So feel free to go check that out if you want to learn a little bit of information about that. But otherwise, we're just having fun telling you about some cool records that we really enjoyed in the last year, and hopefully you decide to go check them out as well. So I'm going to kick it off here at number 10, and then we'll just keep rolling all radio show long. We have a lot of fine music to bring your way, so we'll just sort of keep on telling you about different records and playing for them and sort of see where that leaves us at the end. Maybe we'll have some time to sort of throw in a couple of honorable mentions of some other records we really enjoyed in the last year. So my number 10 is the Run the Jewels 2 record. Similar stories and taglines unfolded in multiple publications. What can New York-based LP and Killer Mike possibly do in 2014 after releasing an immensely acclaimed self-titled debut in 2013, which was actually last year my 13th favorite album of that year? Of course, they went up themselves. As cited by Wikipedia, Run the Jewels 2 has been praised by music critics for its layered and darker production, the chemistry between LP and Killer Mike, and guest contributions. Aside from heaps of critical acclaim upon its release, the album made most of the biggest year-end lists, topping Pitchfork's Rap Genius's, Exclaim's Hip Hop, and Stereo Gum's, 8th on The Wire's and Rolling Stone's, 14th on Enemies, and 36th on NPR's. And of course, the duo showed no sign of slowing down in 2014. They crowdfunded a remix album entitled Meow the Jewels, featuring beats made entirely from cat sounds. And rumors of Run the Jewels 3 are rampant. If you haven't heard about this, it's pretty cool. They did all these really ridiculous sort of packages on their website when they released the record. So there was just sort of the basic package, pay 10, 15 bucks, get the CD, pay this amount, get the CD and the record, pay this amount, get the CD, the record, the t-shirt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then they slowly, there must have been at least 20 different packages that were more and more ludicrous as they went along. I think towards the most one was like, pay $10 million and we'll basically be your like personal servants and produce music only for you. And one of them was this idea that they would, I can't remember the total. It was, I want to say, again, you could go look this up, but I want to say it was like $30,000 or $40,000. If you give us this much money, we'll make this record called Meow the Jewels, and it will remix our record, and it'll be all cat sounds for the beats. Well, didn't someone say, that's awesome, and start up a Kickstarter and say, we're getting this?
I was going to say, I hope it was a Kickstarter, not just some guy with I got 30 grand to spare.
No, someone was like, I'm going to make this happen. And then they raised a ludicrous amount of money. The duo are all about it, and they've actually got quite a few fairly acclaimed guest producers on this record. So I don't know what to expect. It sounds awesome and ludicrous and also awful all at the same time.
So probably something to look forward to on the best of 2015 on the mixtape.
We'll see.
All right. So my number 10 is coming up right now. Of all the albums on my list, there is only one that I can honestly say I waited a decade to hear, and that album was The Physical World from Canadian punk duo Death From Above 1979. After the 2004 release of You're a Woman, I'm a Machine, the band officially broke up in 2006, only to reunite 5 years later. Rolling Stone music reviewer John Dolan writes, "This Canadian noise punk duo made one promising full-length album in 2004 before calling it quits. Returning a decade later, they're still crushing violent, angular riffs, but they're also writing catchier songs that bring a conventional rock influences. Right on Frankenstein, which is the track you're going to hear momentarily, is hummable Halloween-themed punk metal. White is Red has dynamic worthy of a Queens of the Stone Age tune, and Cheap Talk is a catchier version of the late 70s UK dance rock that ruled hipster clubs during DFA 1979's first run. A throwback to a throwback, that's better the second time around." And like I said, you will be hearing the track, which I think is one of my favorite track names of 2014, and that's Right on Frankenstein.
Yeah, what a good record. That's definitely in my top 20. Like, I had that really high in my honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool to see, like, back-to-back years where these records that people were waiting for a really long time, and, you know, things that were called like the Chinese democracies of indie rock. So last year you had like My Bloody Valentine's MBV, which is a record that people have been waiting for years. And people always figured like, if this ever comes out, it's going to be bad or it will pale in comparison. And then that wasn't the case with that one. And then Death From Above 1979 came out in 2014. It was like, oh, this is exactly what everybody that was fans was wanted. They basically wanted the exact same sound, but some new songs. And with all the different side projects that both those guys had that were completely different than Death From Above, I definitely didn't figure that it was going to be good. So,
and this was, as on here, this, like, it's a sentimental favorite of mine as well. And if, like, I just remember thinking, if this album is not good, like, I'd be crushed.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's just so excited for it. And if it sucked, I don't know what I would have done. I wouldn't have made a list, at least.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, great record. All right, you're going to hear number 10 from Tom and I, Run the Jewels, Run the Jewels 2, and Death From Above. You're going to hear a couple tracks from those. Keep it locked right here to the mixtape as we bring you some of our favorite records of 2014.
It be feeling like the life that I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for pigs to stop and frisk me when they rolling around on patrol? And ask why you're here, I just tell them cause it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. He chime, you got a dime. I said, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid and in front of my wife. Man, they ain't got a gun and a knife. You do this and you ruin my life. And I apologize if it seems like I got out of line, sir, cause I respect the badge and the gun. And I pray today ain't the day that you drag me away right in front of my beautiful son. And he still put my hands in cuff, put me in the truck when my woman screamed, said, shut up. Witness with the camera on us, saw the copper pull a gun and put it on my gorgeous queen. As I peered out the window, I could see my other kinfolk and hear my little boys scream. As he ran toward the copper, begged him not to hurt his mama, cause he had her face down on the ground. And I'd be much too weak to ever speak what I seen, but my life changed with that sound.
That I live a man I don't control. Cause every day I'm in a fight for my soul. All hands below, high seas in a rickety boat. Smoke old so the kid might cope. You want cash or hope? No class, matter of fact, get both. Go without, get turned to ghosts. You know that's the law. Deal done by the shake of paws. It ain't a game or the shit don't pause. When I find you odd, so convinced in the truth of y'all that the true truth's truly gone. And yes, there's a day. Anytime a man say there's not, then you know that he lost the plot. What can I say? One denied or not, like a true crew riding the cock. Fair enough, the way that the beat bump do sound tough. I made it in the dark like Civil War surgery. Woke up in the same air you huffed early. By 12 o'clock the whole earth felt dirty. Street lamps stare when you walk, watch the birdie. The watch you walk to the store, they're recording. Didn't record cop when he shot, no warning. Heard it go pop, might have been 2 blocks. Heard a kid plus pop, watch cop make girl bleed. Go to home, go to sleep, up again early.
Frankenstein by Death From Above 1979, and early featuring Boots by Run the Jewels from Run the Jewels 2, Tom and I's 10th favorite records of 2014. We're continuing to count down some of our most favorite albums of the past year, and Tom will bring you his number 9.
All right, my number 9 album is by far the poppiest album on this list, at least on my end, and that is the album Forever For Now by LP. Forever For Now is the third full-length album from the New York City-born but LA-based singer-songwriter LP, aka Laura Pergolizzi, and her first with a major record label. The album was produced by Rob Cavallo, known for his work with mainstream acts like Green Day, Fleetwood Mac, and Phil Collins. American songwriters Jim Belivi... I always get people to quote with, like, the most impossible last names. Baviglia.
You need to start liking music from Joe Smith.
I know, right?
Tim Clark.
Anyway, this Jim guy wrote that Forever For Now is filled with sprawling pop songs that soar to heights meant to maximize the impacts of LP's unreal voice, which he compared to a cross between Ronnie Spector and Florence Welch. You'll be hearing a track from that album titled Tokyo Sunrise.
All right, and this was Tom's number 14, which you heard on the first part of our countdown. It is Salad Days, the second full-length album from Canadian musician Mac DeMarco. His previous release has received loads of acclaim, but I've been sort of a wayward fan until now. I definitely enjoyed what I heard, but it wasn't something that really resonated with me as much as this record. As I wrote for Earshot in their recap of the year, on this album, Canada's Prince Jester of jangle pop surf rock keeps his goofball nature while shifting a little higher in fidelity on his second LP. DeMarco acknowledged this change while stating, "I didn't want to freak anybody out with a huge sound change. I wanted to transition without changing the vibe too much." The album received a score of 83 on Metacritic, was shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize, was the most played album on Earshot in April 2014, and the second most played album in 2014 behind Chad Van Galen, who you also heard from in my countdown at number 14. It was named in many top album lists of 2014, including placing 21 on Rough Trade's, 12th on Pitchfork's, 9th on Rolling Stone's, and 2nd on NME's, and Exclaim named it their top pop and rock album of 2014. And it was also charting at number 1 for 7 weeks on Earshot from April 8th to May the 20th. And we're going to hear one of my favorite tracks, Chamber of Reflection, which references a masonry concept which DeMarco subsequently likened to his home studio. It's a room people go into before you're initiated into Freemasonry. It's like a meditation room, and they lock you in there for a period of time. The purpose is to reflect on what you've done in your life already and move on from it. And I think that's what I did in my home studio right here. It was actually therapeutic. I feel a little enlightened and a little less heavy. So you're going to hear that track, and you're also going to hear, starting off, Tokyo Sunrise by LP from Tom's 9th favorite record of 2014, as we bring you some of our favorites from the year that was right here on the mixtape.
I'd say someday. Love is never gone away. It's gonna come around someday. I'll see you again. I'll see you again.
That was Chamber of Reflection from Salad Days, Mac DeMarco's latest record and my ninth favorite album of 2014. And before that, you heard Tom's, which was a track called Tokyo Sunrise from LP, we are bringing you some of our favorites of 2014 in three parts. This is the second part, and we're bringing you numbers 10 through number 6, and we're now at number 8. And I'm going to kick off here, following year in which he was labeled the most hated man in indie rock after invoking the wrath of Madonna and Grimes. Ariel Pink needed to make a big statement to turn favor in his direction. At 17 tracks and 68 minutes long, Pom Pom, his first album credited without his band, The Haunted Graffiti, has been comparatively called both a magnum opus and a record that needs its fat well and truly trimmed. All that aside, the Love It or Hate It album received generally favorable reviews, scoring 75 on Metacritic, and it was named to Best Of lists in the Los Angeles Times, Pitchfork, Stereo Gum, Gorilla vs. Bear, The Wire, Fact Magazine, Tiny Mixtapes, Boomcat, and more. And Pom Pom was the 87th most played album on Canadian campus and community radio. Notes Jeff Wise, if you hate Ariel Pink, nothing in this record can possibly alter your opinion. However, Nick Nalen writes, Pink may know how to push all our buttons, but he's also an intelligent songwriter whose work resonates far deeper than the superficial tactics he deploys to promote it. And you're going to hear my favorite track from this record called Four Shadows.
Quick question before I get into my number 8. What was with the beef between Grimes, Ariel Pink, and Madonna?
You can look it up on.
Oh, okay. I just might.
He just said some really silly things and words I don't care to repeat.
Fair enough. All right.
I'll tell you.
Once the mics are off, you can go. Yeah. All right. My number 8 favorite album of 2014 was Everything Will Be All Right in the End by Weezer. And I've been listening to Weezer for years. And with each album's release, I've been quietly hoping that they'll make something with the same feel as the Blue album or Pinkerton. And although they did make some albums since then that I've enjoyed, like the Green album, there was an intangible piece missing. That is until 2014, when Weezer released their 9th album, Everything Will Be All Right in the End. In order to achieve that old-school Weezer sound, the band had Rick Ocasek, producer of the Blue album, to come back with them into the studio once again. The album received mixed reviews, but on a personal level, it was as if Weezer had listened to me directly and made the album that I wanted to hear. However, in an interview with Marc Maron on the WTF podcast, Rivers Cuomo said that the album is kind of half return to form and half the result of an ongoing evolution. To quote Cuomo from that interview, in Back to the Shack, on the surface, we're talking about going back to that old sound from 94, but listen to it. There's nothing like that music on the Blue album at all. Even the chorus has this kind of groove to it that we've never done before. That's just an example of something that's half classic, half very new. And you'll be hearing a track from Everything Will Be All Right in the End called Eulogy for a Rock Band.
All right, both of those right now here on the mixtape as we bring you some of our favorites of 2014. These are our number 8 picks.
Shadows hang lifeless from gallows of time. Banished from heaven, etched into dimensionless night. Four shades of U.S. in grey models now. On the pillars of stock seven years may arise. There in the afternoon, keep your eyes on the dream. In the theater of endless reform, and between what's to come and what always is and shall not be. Sing the rays of the sun.
in the sky. Four shadows in two-dimensional screen. Nothing to touch when the movie projector is
was Eulogy for a Rock Band by Weezer and Four Shadows from Aeropink, from both of their latest records in 2014, Tom and I's eighth favorite records of the year that was. And now Tom is going to bring you his number seven.
All right, so at number seven, I have the album This Is All Yours by Alt-J. The threesome from Leeds, England, followed up their 2012 Mercury Prize-winning debut album, An Awesome Wave, with This Is All Yours, after the January departure of their bassist. The majority of This Is All Yours was written while the band was still on tour with their debut album. Although this album wasn't quite the critical smash as their debut, receiving mostly positive but some mixed reviews, Alt-J was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Alternative Album. The album also reached the top 10 in 13 countries, including number 1 in the UK. And you're going to hear what is probably one of my, not just my favorite track off this album, but one of my favorite tracks of the year. And that is Left Hand Free.
Is this the one that you told me about that someone didn't like in the band too or something?
I don't remember saying that. Maybe someone else told you that.
But I thought I read something about somewhere that someone in the band really didn't like this song. I don't remember. Maybe it was a guitarist or something.
Maybe it was that bassist that left. Who knows?
I don't know. Anyway, at number seven for me, Koch is the latest release for Pan from UK-based artist and electronic music producer Lee Gamble, which at 16 tracks and 76 minutes has the sprawling album nearly doubling his previous output for the label. The length is welcome here, as Ian Mullaney writes, with Koch, Gamble has found a canvas that's just the right size to fit everything on, to hold the whole beautiful thing up at once. His third full length had a score of 80 on Metacritic based on 10 reviews, and was also named year-end lists from Boomcat, Tiny Mixtapes, Quietus, and Rough Trade. And you're going to hear a track called Frame Drag. That is in this set of tunes coming up next, starting off with Left Hand Free by Alt-J.
Ain't shady, baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big a battle, any, meeny, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one. Is gone. Oh, oh, oh. I tackle pizza, so there's no more juice mirror. My right hand grip on his cold single action arm.
That was Frame Drag by Lee Gamble and Left Hand Free from Alt-J. Tom and I are here bringing you some of our favorite records of the last year, 2014, and those were our number seven picks. Now we're going to bring you our sixth favorite albums of 2014. Faith in Strangers is the fourth album from Manchester-based producer Andy Stott, written and produced between January 2013 and June 2014. This album again features collaborations with vocalist Allison Skidmore, his childhood piano teacher. The album received a score of 83 on Metacritic, including a 4.5 on Resident Advisor, who named it their top album of 2014. Amongst several others, it also made Juno Plus's and Boomcat's lists at number 2, Fax at number 4, Tiny Mixtapes at number 9, The 405s at number 7, and Quietus's at number 20. And on top of all that, Andy Stott and labelmate Miles Whitaker released Drop the Vowels under the moniker Millie and Andrea in March 2014, and that is an album that that I also very much enjoyed, but didn't quite crack the top 15.
All right, and my number six album will be the self-titled 14th overall album from Ryan Adams. And this is a release that arguably is his best work since Gold, which came out in 2001. Comparing the album to his past work, Adams noted, "I personally think it sounds more like Cold Roses, some of Love is Hell, and a little of Easy Tiger. But not the sound of it, more the chords and the way it came together organically. The songs are ends in themselves, and records are their own sort of book or movie." Regarding his decision to release a self-titled album, because as I said, this is number 14 for him overall, and the first one that is self-titled, so Ryan Adams stated about this, "I could not think of a name for this record. Everything I came up with sounded so stupid. Everything sounded like a King Crimson album title, some convoluted stuff. I was like, I can't call this Shadows or something. I just can't do it." So he just named it after himself. Fair enough. And you're going to be hearing a track called Trouble.
All right, both of those right now on the mixtape as we bring you our favorite records of 2014.
first turn. I'm not as humble. I know everything here is gonna burn. Sometimes I just got nothing else to say. I've been on repeat since yesterday. There's something to lose.
Was Trouble by Ryan Adams and Science and Industry by Andy Stott, as we continue to bring you some of our favorite records here in 2014 on the mixtape. Those were numbers 6, and we started off with number 10. And next week in part 3, we'll bring you our most top 5 most favorite records of 2014. So be sure to tune in. Thanks so much for checking out the show. You've been tuned into the mixtape, and we'll be back again.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.